Come on, give God the praise. Come on, give God the praise. I need y'all get excited for what God is going to do tonight. Come on, give God the praise.
Come on, give God the glory. Come on, give it up for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He deserves the glory. He gets the glory. He gets the honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can make your way back to your seats. Amen. And it gives me the honor and the privilege, amen, to introduce tonight's speaker. He is a graduate of the home. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. It's been 23 years for him. He's been a missionary to Indonesia, to the Philippines, and he's an overseer. He oversees the continent of Africa and South Africa in particular. He's a man after God's own heart. He's a man that loves Victory Outreach Ministry. He has a family. And he's a man who is real close to our founder. Someone who God is using in a mighty and a powerful way. And so tonight he's going to be ministering. And my prayer, I know we heard the music. We got excited. We saw the graduation and we're excited for them. In all honesty, this is the best part of the service. So I want your ears to be open. You be attuned to what God wants to say to you as an individual as we welcome Pastor Chucky Lopez to this platform.
Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a good round of applause tonight. I want you to give him a clap.
Yo quiero que le des un fuerte
like you're
aplauso.
Not supposed to be here. You should not be
tú sabes
here tonight.
Que no estar aquí, pero Dios hizo
I think
un campo
you can give Jesus
aquí.
One of those round of applause.
¿Por qué no das un fuerte aplauso al Señor
because
en esta
if it
noche?
Was not for the grace of God, none of us would be here tonight. Hallelujah. Dankierra in South Africa. Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus one more good round of applause. Praise the Lord. And, you know, on behalf of all of us as pastors, we want to congratulate the men and the women that have graduated the home tonight.
Aquí con todos los pastores, le queremos dar la felicitaciones a todos los que están graduándose en esta noche.
It's not an easy journey.
Yo sé que no es una jornada fácil.
But the home's not supposed to be easy.
Pero el home no tiene que ser fácil.
Hallelujah. They told us when we were in the home.
A mí me dijeron cuando estábamos en el hogar.
If you don't want to leave,
si tú no quieres irte,
then the home's not working.
Entonces el hogar no está sirviendo.
Because it's when you learn how to fight to stay.
Porque tienes que pelear para quedarte.
Easy come.
Es fácil venir.
Easy go.
Fácil irse.
But when you fight a little bit.
Pero cuando tú peleas un poco.
How many know you fight to keep it?
Cuando tienes que pelear para mantenerlo.
Praise the Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
And so you have learned how to fight in that home.
Tienes que aprender a pelear.
And our prayer is that everything that you learned.
Y mi oración es de que todo lo que aprendiste.
See, in the home you have somebody telling you what to do.
Ahí en el hogar. En tu casa nadie te va a decir qué tienes que hacer.
But now you got to tell yourself what to do.
Ahora tú tienes que decirte qué tú tienes que hacer.
You got to look in the mirror.
Tienes que mirarte en el espejo.
And say, brother.
Y decirte, hermano.
Sister.
Hermana.
Pray. Hallelujah.
Tienes que orar.
Before it was your staff that would tell
antes
you to
era
pray.
Tu staff que tenía que decirte que oraras.
But yeah, we're very, very proud of each and every
sí,
one of you.
Sí, pero estamos bien orgullosos de cada persona.
And this is the beginning of the rest of your life.
Es el principio de lo de tu vida.
How many want to live for Jesus?
¿Cuántos quieren hacer algo para el Señor?
Amen. So give the Lord one more good round of applause.
Un fuerte aplauso nuevamente a Dios.
Hallelujah. And you go ahead and be seated tonight.
Puedes tomar tu asiento en esta noche.
And it's good to be here.
Es bueno estar aquí con ustedes.
And it's exciting to be able to be a part of Victory Outreach International.
Es contento ser parte de el ministerio internacional de nuestro
for over 55 years.
Más de 55 años.
We have been reaching the inner cities of the world.
Hemos alcanzado las ciudades urbanas. del mundo.
And you know, there's a lot of programs.
Sí, hay muchos programas.
When you think of today's time,
cuando miramos a nuestro tiempo ahora,
you have a lot of programs.
Hay muchos programas.
I'm sure many of you that are in the home tonight,
aseguro que muchas personas que están en los hogares ahora,
you've been in other programs.
Has estado en otros programas.
You've done, you know, whatever. I haven't been in America for a long time.
No sé qué tipo de programa.
But they have. When I was, you know, a drug addict.
Pero cuando yo era un drogadicto.
When I was smoking the pipe. Come on, somebody.
La pipa,
when I was hitting the foil. Come
pegando
on.
Yo al aluminio.
Popping pills.
Ahí tomando pastillas.
So you start twitching. Like, yeah.
Y ahí me estaba más quebrantando.
Talk to us, brother.
Hablando, háblame.
There was a lot of programs.
Habían muchos programas.
And even in the county.
Y es también allí en el estado.
You would go to programs.
Había muchos programas.
And all these different programs.
Y todos estos programas.
They teach you how to live on the outside.
Nos enseñan a vivir afuera.
But they never deal with the problem on the inside.
Pero nunca nos ayudan con el problema dentro de nosotros.
So no matter how many programs you've been to.
No importa en cuántos programas tú has estado.
It seemed like I always ended up back on the same street corner.
Sabemos que siempre entramos y caemos nuevamente y estamos parados allí en la esquina.
The only thing different.
La única cosa diferente.
Was the pipe I was smoking.
La pipa que estaba fumando.
Because I couldn't smoke the old dirty one.
Porque no podía fumar la sucia.
So I would get me a clean one.
So yo me agarraba una pipa limpia.
But I was still stuck on stupid.
Todavía estaba yo parado.
Running in circles.
Estúpido.
But I thank God the day
pero
I came into Victory Outreach.
Que un ministerio de Victory Outreach vino.
Jesus Christ changed my life.
Jesús cambió mi vida.
Never went back to the streets.
Nunca regresé para las calles.
Never smoked a pipe
nunca
again.
Fumé otra pipa.
Never even smoked a cigarette
nunca
again.
Ni fumé un cigarro en mi vida.
How many know Jesus knows how to change a person's life?
Que Jesús puede cambiar a una persona.
One more time, give the Lord
dale,
a good round
vez
of applause
más,
tonight.
Un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
If you've been changed
mama,
tonight,
si tú has sido cambiado,
I need you to clap a little
quiero que
bit.
Tú puedas aplaudir un poquito
if
más,
you're not the same
si
no more,
no eres la misma persona,
you need to give Jesus a round
que darle
of applause.
Un fuerte aplauso al Señor en
because
esta noche,
you're not going back
porque
no more.
Tú no vas a regresar otra
you're
vez.
A new man.
Tú eres una nueva persona.
You're a new woman.
Tú eres una nueva mujer.
Jesus has transformed
Jesús
you.
Te cambió, te
and you need to clap faith.
Tienes que caminar por
that
fe.
You will never be locked up
tú
again.
Nunca vas a regresar
you will never be in a prison
vez.
Cell again.
Tú nunca vas a regresar
because
una cárcel
Jesus Christ
porque Jesucristo
has transformed
te cambió
your life.
Y transformó tu vida.
Clap a little bit if you
come
believe
on, un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What no one else could do.
Cuando alguien más no lo pudo hacer.
The grace of God
la gracia del Señor
our lives.
Nos pudo cambiar nuestras vidas.
And if you can't get excited about
si
that,
tú no te puedes poner contento por
we
eso,
might have to put you back in the beginning
te
of the home
que poner
again.
De vuelta para home, el principio del hogar.
You got to start all over again.
Y vas a empezar una vez de nuevo.
And this can do the first 3 months on discipline.
Esta
hallelujah.
Vez las tres meses primero vas a estar en disciplina.
Put some gratitude in that heart.
Para
hallelujah.
Que le pongas gratitud en tu corazón.
Praise the Lord, but it's good to be
gracias
here tonight.
A Dios. Es bueno estar aquí con ustedes.
And you know another very special thing about our ministry.
Algo especial de cerca de nuestro ministerio.
Is that it's very important for each and every one of us to understand.
Y que es muy importante que todos nosotros podamos entender.
That we're not a program.
Que no somos un programa.
Victory Outreach is not a program.
Si alcance Victoria no es un programa.
Victory Outreach is a spiritual
alcance
hospital.
Alcance Victoria es una casa espiritual.
Where men and women can come in.
Donde hombres y mujeres pueden entrar.
And get delivered.
Y pueden ser liberados.
But then also be discipled
and trained.
Y también
pueden ser discipulados y cambiados.
For the call of God upon your
para
life.
Para el llamado de Dios sobre sus vidas.
And if you get a hold of that.
Y si tú puedes agarrarte de eso.
If you realize that God has called you.
Y puedes entender que Dios te ha llamado.
Then you have something to shoot for.
Que tienes algo tú para alcanzar.
But if you're just getting sober,
que si nomás estás dejando de hacer lo que estabas haciendo antes.
Not sure how long you'll stay sober. Hallelujah.
Y si no sé cuánto tiempo vas a mantenerte
limpio. But when you
limpio.
Got a future that you're looking forward to.
Pero si tú estás mirando un futuro que
and
tienes
you feel
que alcanzar.
The call of God upon your life.
Si sabes que tienes un llamado sobre
God
tu vida.
Brought you in that home.
Si Dios te trajo a ese hogar.
Delivered you.
Para liberarte.
Separated
te
you.
Te separó.
Anointed you.
Te ungió.
And raised you
y
up.
Y te ha levantado.
To make a difference
para
in somebody else's life.
Para hacer una diferencia en vidas de otras personas.
Then you got a purpose to live for.
Tienes un propósito para vivir.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what took place in my life over 23 years ago.
En mi vida muchos años atrás.
I was smoking meth.
Yo estaba fumando
we called it Shafir Fiend.
Nosotros le llamamos.
Come on, somebody. That was that slang. Hallelujah.
Eso era algo que se le llamaba.
You got any of that Shafir Fiend? You know how you put names on it, right?
Sabemos ponerle nombres al tipo de diferentes tipos de drogas que hacíamos.
And then when you're super high, you go, fa-fa-fiam, fa-fa-fiam,
si estabas bien loco, no sabías cómo hablar.
For 15 years, I was smoking that fa-fiam.
15 años estaba yo ahí haciéndole a las drogas.
Then I came into the home.
Pero entré al hogar.
And God delivered me.
Dios me liberó.
But then I felt God called me.
Y luego sentí que Dios me ha llamado.
Not only brought me out of my past,
no nomás me sacó del pasado,
but called me into my future.
Pero también me ha llamado para mi futuro.
And it was in the home.
Pero fue allí en el hogar.
That I felt the call of God.
Donde yo pude recibir el llamado de Dios.
To be a missionary.
Para ser un misionero.
And the Lord said you were on a mission for the devil.
Y Dios me dijo, vas a ser un misionero para mí.
You were going motel to motel.
Y vas a ir de un motel a otro motel.
Motel 6.
De Motel 6.
To Sleazy 8. Come on, somebody.
C-A.
Then they had a parolee one that we called the Islander. Come
y también
on,
había
somebody.
Otro hotel que le llamaban.
You could get a room there for a month. Come on now.
Quedarte ahí por un mes.
You know, you get a room for a month. Boy, a lot of damage happened in that room.
Hallelujah. That
became the house, you know.
Así,
all the homies coming through taking
luego,
showers. Come on.
Muchos personas venían y se bañaban ahí.
And you're lost and bound.
Has perdido por muchos años.
And the Lord said you were on a mission for the devil.
Y Dios me dijo, estabas en una misión para el enemigo.
Will you go on a mission for me?
Pero ahora puedes ir una misión para mí.
Come on. And instead of going motel to motel.
Después de ir de motel a motel.
After 2 years of being in the home.
Después de 2 años de estar en el hogar.
I've been going country to country.
Ha ido de país a país.
Come on, instead of garage to garage.
Arriba de garaje a garaje.
Now I'm getting in planes.
Ahora me subo de avión.
Different countries,
avión,
different parts of the world.
Países.
How many know we can get on a mission for Jesus?
¿Cuántos sabemos que podemos hacer una misión para Jesús?
Amen. And for 21 years.
Y por 21 años.
Of my 23 years of salvation.
23 años de salvación.
I've been on a mission for Jesus.
Una misión para Jesús.
From the Philippines.
De las Filipinas.
To Indonesia,
Indonesia,
the largest Muslim country in the world.
Uno de los más países de más en,
and I didn't know it was Muslim until I got there.
Y yo no sabía que era así hasta que yo llegué ahí.
You know when you're getting high, brother, you don't
tú sabes,
know.
Cuando tú te estás poniendo loco,
at
no,
least me, I didn't know. I didn't even know what a Muslim was. Well, I was just twitching, you know, just hallelujah.
Me movía, no sabía lo que estaba haciendo.
Then I got to Indonesia.
Y luego llegué a Indonesia.
And they had these clothes on, you know. You couldn't see their eyes. You couldn't see their eyes.
Miraba los ojos.
I said, wow, who are these people? Hallelujah.
Y pensaba yo, ¿qué tipo de personas estas?
They said, these are Muslims.
Esas personas son muslanas.
Wow, what are Muslims?
Y esos son muslanas.
They say, Muslims, they kill Christians.
Ellos matan cristianos.
I said, wow, what am I doing here? Hallelujah.
¿Qué estoy haciendo aquí?
Who sent me here?
¿Quién me mandó aquí?
But I stayed in that Muslim country for six
sí, pero
years.
Me quedé en ese país musulmano.
Met my wife in that country.
Ahí conocí a mi esposa en ese país.
Had two kids in that country.
Tuve dos hijos en ese país.
I figured if they couldn't kill me in Motel 6,
y si no me mataron en Motel 6,
they're not going to kill
me, no
me
van
over
a matar
here. Hallelujah.
Aquí en este país.
So just give your life to Jesus, my point. Hallelujah.
So dale la vida a Jesús.
And you never know where God will take you.
No sabes lo que Dios puede
I'm going to want to live their life for Jesus. Amen.
Vivir una vida para Jesús.
Praise the Lord. So it's good to be here, Pastor Williams, Pastor
estar,
Charlie,
aquí, William.
Pastor Felipe, all of the pastors. Thank you guys
todos
for
pastores,
the privilege of being able to be in this side of America.
De este parte del país.
What is this, the Midwest?
Este es el Midwest.
Midwest. Come on, somebody, right?
Medio este.
And there hasn't been that cold either.
No ha estado muy frío tampoco.
I think when I fly out, you guys get hit with snow.
La gente viene, de repente la empieza.
I'm going to Mexico, you guys are going to be in the snow. Hallelujah.
Vas a México, no vas a estar en la nieve.
See, when you're a missionary, God gives you favor,
si tú eres
brother.
Un misionero, Dios te da favor.
Praise the Lord. But again, thank you guys for having me.
Muchas gracias por
and we're going to have a good time tonight. Amen.
Tener un buen tiempo en esta
you
noche.
Can stand with me one more time.
¿Te puedes parar conmigo en es, una vez
and
más?
Open up your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel.
Vamos a voltear nuestras Biblias al libro de Ezekiel.
Chapter 37.
Capítulo 37.
And it's also good to have the UTC in the house.
Es bueno también tener al UTC en la casa.
UTC, this is where you guys should be. You're young enough. You need to get to
UTC.
UTC
es el siguiente paso donde muchos jóvenes pueden entrar a ese lugar.
And if you're a little older,
si estás más mayor,
you come straight to Africa. No,
se vete para África.
We'll sneak you in.
Te vamos a meter para allá.
Ezekiel chapter 37. Are you there?
Ezekiel capítulo 37.
And how are we going to do? I'm going to read, and you're going to just go back and forth type of thing? Or one, you want me to read the whole thing? Or, huh? And then we'll just get into it. Yeah? That way we don't have to go back and forth too long here. Ezekiel 37. Are you ready? The Bible reads like this. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. That's you, 1 month and less, you're still very dry right now. You're in the home. Hallelujah. Very, very dry bone. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I mean, no good things happen when you sit under the word. Verse 5 says, this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Verse 8 says, I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin began to cover them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these that have been slain, that they may live again. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet. Then the Bible says they stood up on their feet like a vast army. Father, I pray that you would raise up an army for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You could go ahead and be seated.
¿Puedes tomar tu asiento?
Now, as you and I continually engage in our walk and journey with the Lord,
a medida que tú y yo caminamos y seguimos nuestra jornada con el Señor,
we must continually be reminded that God's progressive work within our lives,
debemos de continuar recordándonos que es una obra progresiva de Dios,
is always a work with the end in mind.
Que siempre Dios se hace algo con el final en su mente.
He starts in our life at one point.
Él empieza nuestras vidas en un punto.
But working on our life to get us to this point.
Pero está trabajando en nuestras vidas para llevarnos a ese punto.
God always works with the end in mind.
Dios siempre trabaja con un final en su mente.
When he created the world,
cuando él creó el mundo,
he started on day one.
Él empezó en el número uno.
He started on day one with seven in mind.
Pero pensó en el número siete en su mente.
When Jesus called Peter,
cuando Jesús llamó a Pedro,
the world called him Cephas.
Sí, el mundo lo llamaba Cephas,
which gives an image of instability.
Era una imagen como esta, que no tenía estabilidad.
But God called him Peter.
Pero Dios, Jesús le llamó Pedro,
who would eventually become a rock type leader.
Eventualmente iba a llegar a ser como una piedra,
that would preach a message,
iba a predicar un mensaje,
that would give birth to the church,
iba a dar nacimiento a una iglesia.
The world seen one level,
si el mundo miró un nivel,
God seen another
pero
level.
El Dios miró otro nivel.
When Jesus interrupted Paul's life,
cuando Jesús interrumpió la vida de Pablo,
the world seen a religious radical
si
that was persecuting,
el mundo miraba una persona radical que perseguía
and doing his best to destroy the church.
A cristianos y trataba de hacer lo mejor para destruir la iglesia.
But God seen a missionary.
Pero Dios miró a un misionero.
That would be raised up to reach out to the Gentile nation.
Que Dios iba a levantar para alcanzar toda una nación.
When God reached Sonny Argenzoni.
Sí, cuando Dios alcanzó a Pastor Sonny.
The world seen a drug addict that deserved to spend the rest of his life in prison.
El mundo miró a un drogadicto que tenía que pertenecer toda su vida en la cárcel.
But God seen a man that would be raised up to reach the inner city.
Pero Dios miró un hombre que iba a levantar para levantar un ministerio.
The world sees one thing.
Si el mundo mira una cosa,
but God sees another thing.
Pero Dios mira otra cosa.
God always starts with the end in mind.
Dios siempre empieza con un final en su mente.
When Ezekiel looked at these bones,
si cuando Ezequiel miró a esos huesos,
the Bible says these bones were dry.
La Biblia dice que estos huesos estaban secos.
And then the Bible even goes on to say not only dry but very dry.
Y la Biblia dice que estos huesos no más estaban secos, pero estaban muy secos.
The world seen a defeated, dry set of bones. The world seen a dry set of bones.
Y el mundo mira unos huesos muy secos.
And God seen an army.
Pero Dios miró a un ejército.
So I'm not sure what condition you came into the home.
Yo no sé qué condición entraste al hogar.
I'm not sure what your mama said.
Yo no sé qué tu mamá dijo.
I'm not sure what your daddy said.
Yo no sé qué tu papá dijo.
I'm not sure what your boyfriend
said.
Yo
no sé lo que tu novio dijo.
I'm not sure what the world said.
Yo no sé lo que el mundo ha visto.
Some said this is an impossible
case. Unas personas dicen que eso es un caso imposible.
Nothing good could come from this life.
Que nada puede salir de esta vida.
But when God looked at you,
pero cuando Dios te miró a
the
ti,
world seen dry bones.
Oh, el mundo miró huesos
but God
secos,
seen men
pero
and
Dios
women
miró hombres
that
y
he's going to get a hold of their lives
que se iban a alcanzar a sus
and
vidas,
he's going to raise you up
levantar,
to be an army
para hacer un ejército,
that can make a difference.
Que hacer una diferencia.
If you believe that God
si
sees
no
you,
que Dios te mira
I need
esta
you
forma,
to clap a little bit.
Quiero que aplaudas un poquito.
And I stop by tonight to let you know it's not over till it's over. Jesus has a plan for your life and God wants to raise you up. Go ahead and clap a little bit if you believe it. Ezekiel looked at these bones and God asked him,
y Dios le preguntó,
can these bones live again?
¿Estos huesos pueden cobrar vida?
And Ezekiel said,
y Ezekiel dijo,
only you know, God.
Señor, solamente tú sabes.
And that's how some of the directors feel when you came into the home.
Y así también fueron directores cuando te miraron, cuando entraste al hogar.
Can this man live again?
Que este hombre puede cobrar vida.
Only you know, God. Come on, somebody.
Y ellos dijeron, solamente tú sabes,
when
Señor.
I came into the home, they never thought I was going to make it.
Nadie pensó que yo la iba a poder hacer.
This rebellious boy.
Yo era una persona rebelde.
Starting all these problems.
Empezaba todos estos problemas.
The director didn't think I could make it.
El director tampoco no pensaba que yo le iba a hacer.
But I thank God.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios.
Like Ezekiel.
Como Ezekiel.
He says, only you know, God.
Oh, y ellos dijeron, solamente tú sabes,
and
Señor.
Then God said, prophesy to him.
Y ellos dijeron, profecita.
And Ezekiel said, I'm just going to do what you're
dijo,
telling me to do.
Yo voy a hacer solamente lo que Dios me está diciendo.
I don't know if these bones can live again.
Yo no sé si estos huesos van a cobrar vida otra
vez. I don't know
vez.
What good can come out of these bones.
Yo no sé si algo bueno puede salir de estos
I'm
huesos.
Just going to do what you tell me to
pero
do.
Pero yo voy a hacer lo que Dios Tomás me
and
está
so
diciendo
every
que
morning,
haga.
Every morning,
so cada mañana,
as you're in that sanctuary,
estás ahí en ese santuario,
that home director,
ese director,
that staff,
ese liderazgo,
they don't know what's going to happen
ellos
with
no
you.
Saben qué va a pasar.
They're just doing what God tells
ellos
them to
están
do.
Haciendo lo que Dios le dijo
and they're
que
speaking
hiciera.
Over your life.
Hablando de vida.
And they're saying, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
No saben lo que va a pasar.
But all I know
oh, pero solamente
is God told
que
me,
que Dios me
to
dijo
tell you
que te
it's not over till
no
it's over. God's
final.
Got a plan for your
que
life.
Va a hacer un plan
and
para
little
tu vida.
By little,
poquito a poquito,
while Ezekiel was speaking, bones started shaking. Bones started rattling. And little by little,
poquito,
little by little,
poquito,
little by little,
poquito,
little by little,
poquito,
here we are tonight, 55 years later, what was impossible with man has been possible with Jesus. Victory Outreach International, the largest inner city ministry in the world. The world said it could never happen, but God said, I'm going to raise up an army of men and women, the foolish things of the world. world to shame the wise. If you're grateful for the vision, I need you to clap one more time. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Can these bones live again?
Estos huesos pueden cobrar vida.
Only
una vez
you
más.
Know, God.
Solamente tú sabes, Señor.
But even though you don't know what's going to happen to them,
pero aunque tú no sabes qué va a pasar,
speak to them anyway.
Tú tienes que seguir hablándole.
Prophesy over them.
Profecí.
How many thank God for their home director?
¿Por qué no le damos, porque estás agradecido por el,
come
por
on,
director.
I think you can clap a little bit.
Puede dar un fuerte aplauso por ellos.
These dry bones.
Estos huesos secos
were an impossible situation.
Estaban en una situación imposible.
And I believe this is a good example.
Y miramos que ese es un buen ejemplo.
And a good biblical reference.
Hay una referencia bíblica.
For you and I to look at.
Que yo y tú podemos mirar.
When you think about process.
Cuando miramos el proceso.
Of a man or a woman.
Del hombre y la mujer.
That has come into our homes.
Que entra a nuestros hogares victoria.
The majority of us.
La mayoría de nosotros,
not even majority, hallelujah.
Yo digo la mayoría,
all of us, come
todos
on somebody.
Nosotros.
I'm not going to try to be politically
me,
correct.
Yo no voy a
come
estar
on somebody.
Tratando de ser políticamente
every
correcto.
One of you, hallelujah.
Todo, cada uno de ustedes,
we're a hopeless case.
Eran un caso perdido.
The world seen one thing.
El mundo miraba algo,
but Jesus seen
pero
another
Jesús
thing.
Miró algo diferente.
Hallelujah. See, the initial stage of these bones.
Si la condición inicial de estos huesos
stands as a good reminder.
Es como un recordatorio.
Of no matter how long we've been serving the Lord.
Que no importa cuánto tiempo tienes tú sirviendo al Señor.
We can never forget where we came from.
Que no tienes que olvidarte de dónde fuiste, saliste.
There was an initial condition.
Porque ahí hubo una inicial condición.
When Ezekiel first looked at these bones.
Cuando Ezequiel vio primeramente a esos huesos.
They say, the minute that you forget where you came from.
Sí, porque el momento que tú te olvidas de dónde tú viniste.
Is the same minute that you start going back there.
Es el primer minuto cuando tú vas a ir de regreso para atrás.
Don't forget how no, bad it was. Come
no
on, somebody.
No te olvides de qué mal estaba.
This initial condition.
Esta inicial condición.
Stands as a reminder.
Es como un recordatorio
of our condition
de nuestra condición
when we first started our journey with the Lord.
Al principio empezaron nuestra jornada con Dios.
Verse 2 says he led me back and forth among
el
them.
El versículo 2 dice me hizo pasarme entre ellos.
I saw a great many bones on the floor.
Y pude mirar huesos que cubrían el valle.
Bones that were very dry.
Huesos que muy secos.
See, the Bible says the floor of the valley.
Sí, la Biblia dice que el piso del valle.
Now the floor of the valley.
Sí, el piso del valle
was a representation
es una representación
of a low place on the battlefield.
De un lugar bajo en la batalla.
A place where a group of soldiers
en un lugar donde hay un grupo de soldados
that were caught in a trap by the enemy
fue atrapado en una trampa por el ejército enemigo
and ambushed.
Estaban en un lugar bajo.
They were lured into a low place
y fue entrado a un lugar bajo.
The enemy surrounded them from above
y el enemigo lo rodeó desde arriba
and slaughtered them.
Y los mató.
At one point they were doing good.
En un punto de sus vidas estaban haciendo bien.
But somewhere down the line,
pero allí en su camino de
the
ellos,
enemy began to lure them.
El enemigo empezó a jalarlos.
Be careful when you begin to get victory.
Tú tienes que tener cuidado cuando tienes una experiencia, una victoria.
As soon as you start looking good,
porque puedes empezar bien.
You could start getting away from some of the things that got you
pero
looking
good. Pero a veces
good.
Tú puedes dejar de ir las cosas que te ayudaron a llegar a ese lugar.
And when they began to be lured by the enemy,
y cuando ellos empezaron a ser atrapados por el enemigo,
to a low place,
en un lugar bajo,
then the Bible says that the enemy began to take advantage of them.
La Biblia dice que el enemigo empezó a tomar ventaja de ellos.
I don't know about you that are here tonight.
Yo no sé si tú aquellos que están aquí en esta noche,
but I think about the first time I got high.
Pero yo me recuerdo la primera vez cuando yo me puse cerco.
My daddy was in his living room.
Y yo me recuerdo que estaba allí en mi sala.
With a deep knot.
Y estaba ahí nomás.
With a cigarette that had
un cigarro.
The ashes. Yeah, how do heroin addicts do that, boy?
Todas las cenizas en los dedos.
They got balance, you know. That,
y como uno tiene, puede tener balance.
They just keep the ash, you
y
know.
Y nomás tienes tú las cenizas.
Professionals, you know.
They got a
million holes in their shirt.
Unos mil hoyos en tu camisa.
But the ash is.
Pero ahí la ceniza.
And I go into the living room.
Y me acuerdo que estaba ahí en la
and
sala.
Pops being there on a nod. Come on.
Más me estaba ahí, más como doblando.
9 years old.
9 años.
Daddy on a nod.
Y ahí ya aprendí.
Upstairs.
Arriba.
Mom on a different trip. Come on, somebody.
Yeah. Mi mamá estaba en otro
Daddy
viaje.
On a nod. Mom the night heaven. Come on, somebody.
Yo aquí doblándome, mi mamá en una nube nueve.
Cleaning the house. It's clean for 2 weeks. Come
la
on, somebody.
Casa estaba limpia por ya semanas.
Still cleaning. Come on, somebody.
Y todavía la estaba limpiando.
Vacuuming for the 15th time today. Hallelujah.
Ya había limpiado la 15 veces en ese día.
Daddy on heroin.
Y andaba en heroína.
Mama on meth.
Mi mamá estaba en
meth. 9-year-old little boy.
Ahí de 9 años.
Look, take a look at daddy.
Yo miraba a papá.
Take a look at mama.
Y miraba a mi mamá.
And little by little.
Y de poquito a poquito.
The enemy.
El enemigo
began to lure me,
me empezó a atraparme
into a low place.
A un lugar bajo.
Put a little bit of that Mary Jane. Come
ahí
on, somebody.
Poner un poquito de eso, marihuana.
In a Budweiser can. Come
agarrar
on, somebody.
Una cerveza de Budweiser.
Put some holes in it.
Y poner hoyos allí.
You third wave don't know nothing about that.
Mama,
come on, somebody.
Tercera ola no saben de eso.
You don't know nothing about the Budweiser.
Ellos no saben eso de la cerveza de Budweiser.
Put a little foil on it.
Pon un poco de aluminio ahí.
Little stolen weed from daddy while he's in a nod. Come on, somebody. The cherry hits you in the back of the throat. Come on, somebody. Some of you third wave are like, what you talking about, Willis? Come on, somebody. 9 years old.
De 9 años.
I was smoking a little bit of Mary Jane.
Ahí estaba fumando un poquito.
And I found mama's bag.
Encontré la bolsa de mi mamá.
Ooh, what's this?
Y miré, ¿qué es esto?
I was 13, though.
Tenía
9 years
13
old.
Años.
I was cool with the weed. Come on, somebody.
Estaba bien con la marihuana.
But at 13,
pero en 13 años,
we used to snort it.
Y empecé a gilir,
they
gilirla.
Called it crank, right? Crank. Crank. Lured.
Empecé a ser atrapado
as a little boy
de un niño bien joven
into a low place
a un lugar bajo
and little by little
y de poco a poco
start getting high
empecé a ponerme loco
running the streets
me iba a las calles
everybody got on Nikes
todas las personas tenían los Nikes
and you rocking some pro wings
y yo
come
estaba
on
unos pros
third waivers don't know nothing about those pro wings
no
either
nada de eso.
You don't know nothing about that big five
ellos
come
no
on somebody
nada de eso de los cinco.
That big old five on that shoe. You know,
número bien cinco ahí en tu zapato.
Uh-huh, come on. Everybody clowning.
Todos ahí riéndose de mí.
You want to get yourself some Nikes?
Te quieres llevarte, agarrar un Nike 100?
Daddy's high on heroin.
Tu papá está loco.
Mama's on some meth.
Tu mamá está.
You got to do what you got to do.
Tú tienes que hacer lo que
little
tengas que hacer.
Little by little.
Poquito a poquito.
The devil is luring you.
El enemigo
you
me estaba trayendo.
And luring you.
Y me estaba trayendo.
And don't lie. Sin is fun for a season.
Y sabía que el pecado era bueno por temporada.
I start firing up that we didn't smoke a pipe in the beginning. We fired up the foil.
Y al principio no jugábamos con la pipa, pero agarramos el aluminio.
I remember going to Motel 6.
Me iba a Motel 6.
Pipe broken.
Y la pipa rompida.
And go to the where you buy the candy bars.
Me iba para comprar los dulces.
And buy all the Nestle Crunch.
Y me compraba
because Nestle Crunch was the only foil that you can use to put a little fluffy on. Come on, somebody. Hey, Victory Outreach is the only place people will clap on that one.
Victory,
I couldn't get away with that at some other place.
Lugar donde puede aplaudir.
In the morning, gang of chocolate bars like this. No one ate no chocolate.
Y en la mañana miraba un paquete lleno de chocolates.
Sin was fun for a season.
Si el pecado era bueno por una
but
temporada.
Pretty soon,
pero poco a poco,
you start feeling sick.
Te pones enfermo.
And now you're not getting high because it's fun.
Y ya no te pones loco porque es bueno.
But you're getting high because your body's stuck.
Pero te estás poniendo loco porque
and
tu
you're
cuerpo
sick
está parado.
Your mind is sick.
Y necesita.
You lose your self-respect.
Y pierdes el respeto.
You're not even worried about wearing Nikes anymore.
Ya no te importa usar Nikes más.
Now you run around with no shoes on. Come
ahora
on, somebody.
Puedes caminar sin zapatos.
Trying to steal the slippers from the county jail. Come
alguien
on, somebody.
Te robó los
run around in some chanclas.
Ahora caminas en chanclas.
And you hit a low place.
Y llegas a un lugar bajo.
The enemy lured us
y el enemigo te trajo
into a low place.
A un lugar bajo.
And little by little,
y poco a poco,
the devil got a hold
el enemigo
of us.
Te alcanzó.
But I thank God
that at
just the right time,
en el lugar perfecto,
at the lowest state of our life, I said at the lowest state of our life, when everyone else said it was over, the love of Jesus Christ showed up in the middle of that valley. And he said, can these dry bones live again? And they said, only you know, Lord. And Victory Outreach Ministry began to speak life over me. And here I am 23 years later. What the devil thought he had. Go ahead and clap a little bit if you know what I'm talking about. Jesus is not finished with you. These bones were in a low valley, lured by the enemy. The Bible says they were dry bones.
Y la Biblia dice que eran huesos secos.
According to the Jewish law, they had to bury the bones.
De parte de esa ley de antes, una persona se moría, tenían que enterrar esos huesos. Pero dejaron esos huesos afuera.
Was to make a statement.
Es para dejar una declaración.
That this group of bones,
que este grupo de huesos,
is a disgrace.
Es una desgracia.
So everybody that's seen those bones,
para que cada persona que mire esos huesos,
would say those bones, that's that army that used to do good.
Que la gente que los mire pueden decir que esto es un ejército de huesos.
But the enemy lured them.
Que un tiempo que eran.
And now look at them.
Que el enemigo los trajo.
Some of us used to be doing good. The enemy lured us to a low place.
Y el enemigo nos trajo un lugar bajo,
and people start talking about you.
Y la gente empezó a hablar de nosotros.
I remember my teacher in the fifth grade.
Yo me recuerdo que mi maestra en el
said,
grado
this little
cinco,
boy
me decía, este
is going to spend the rest of his life in
este
prison.
Va a pasar el resto de su vida en prisión.
There's no hope for him.
No va a haber esperanza para él.
Then the neighbors
y los vecinos
always had something to say about the Lopez house.
Algo que decir.
Always talking bad.
Siempre hablando.
Lured to a low place. Left in a place of embarrassment, but at just the right time, the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ. I'm not sure if you remember where you were when the love of Jesus came and rescued you, but if you're like me and you were in a low place and you were in a desperate place, but God didn't leave you there, and he showed up at the right time and he snatched your life out of the hands of the devil. And here you are tonight in your right mind with a graduation on, wearing a black robe, never graduated nothing in your life but the love of Jesus Christ. People gave up on you, but God never gave up on you. Clap a little bit if you're grateful for the love of Jesus Christ. Lured to a low place, left to be an embarrassment, and Ezekiel shows up. Can these bones live again? Only you know, God. And he begins to speak what God tells him to speak. And the Lord begins to take these bones through a process.
Y la Biblia dice que esos, Dios empezó a llevar esos huesos en un proceso.
The Bible says as Ezekiel's prophesying,
la Biblia dice cuando Ezequiel estaba profetizando,
all of a sudden there began to be a noise.
La Biblia dice que de repente había un ruido.
The first thing that happens in a person's life,
si la primera cosa que pasa en una vida de una persona,
when you come into the home, you're dry.
Cuando tú vienes al hogar, tú vienes seco.
Very dry.
Muy seco.
We need to get a gallon of water. We should add that to the home policy. Hallelujah. Not only do you need a closet, but you need a gallon of water. Hallelujah. Just to hydrate you. You just pick up the whole gallon. Get help from the staff. Yeah, help me pick this up. Come on, somebody. Because I'm dry. Come on, somebody. And as you're sitting in that home, hopeless case, directed begins to speak the word of God to you.
Y empiezan a hablar la palabra de Dios sobre tu vida.
And little by little,
y de poco a poco,
without even realizing it,
sin tú reconocerlo,
the Bible says that the word of God is alive.
La Biblia dice que la palabra de Dios es
and
viva.
And it's active.
Es activa.
As the word's being spoken,
que cuando la palabra de Dios empieza a ser hablada,
things are being broken. As the word's being spoken, things are being broken. All of a sudden, fear falls off. All of a sudden, depression falls off. And little by little, we begin to hear a noise. When I first came into the home,
you know,
Northern California, it's safe to say that over here in the Midwest. But in LA,
pero en Los Ángeles,
LA, pues, come on, somebody. We're Chicanos.
Pero aquí somos de Chicago.
We don't talk a lot.
Hablamos mucho.
Shout for the Lord.
Dale, grito al Señor.
To express yourself was weak.
Y eso lo mirábamos como algo débil.
You had to hold your mark.
Y tú te agarrabas.
You get locked up, you got. The ones that talk a lot are probably the ones that are lying. Come on, somebody.
Y todos los que hablaban mucho quizás eran los que estaban mintiendo.
I got a caddy out there. I got, brother, you riding a bike with two flat tires. Come on, somebody. Keep it real. Hallelujah. And these strongholds are in your mind.
Pero estas cosas en tu mente.
That you don't have nothing to say.
Que tú no tenías nada que decir.
And you're quiet.
Y estabas callado.
And you're checking things out.
Nomás estabas chequeando las cosas.
Watching things.
Y estabas mirando las cosas.
Dry.
Estaba seco,
very dry,
muy seco.
But little by little,
pero de poco a poco,
as the word begins to be spoken over your life,
empezó a hablar, sí, a
the first thing
vida,
that happens in a person's life,
lo primero que pasa en la vida de una persona,
you begin to get your voice back.
Empiezas tú a agarrar tu voz
you
para
begin
atrás.
To get your shout back.
Empiezas a agarrar tu grito
the devil had
más.
You muzzled.
El enemigo te tenía
the devil had you quiet.
Boca.
But as God begins to bring freedom
pero
to your
Dios
life,
empieza a salir,
pretty soon you get your hallelujah back. Come on, you get your hallelujah back. How many got their hallelujah back? The devil tried to steal your joy. But here you are tonight, lifting your hands, lifting your worship, saying, Jesus, I love you. God, I praise you. For years you didn't say nothing. But tonight, my friend, God has given you your voice back. God has given you your shout back. God has given you your joy back. I think you got to clap. There's a little bit of noise that begins to happen in the house of God. Get your shout back. Get your victory back.
Tienes que agarrar tu victoria para atrás.
See, when the enemy can silence you,
sí, cuando el enemigo te puede callar,
and keep you quiet,
y te mantiene callado.
The Bible says when they marched around the walls,
la Biblia dice que cuando ellos empezaron a caminar
on the seventh day,
al
siete and on the seventh time,
en las siete veces,
Joshua said, now shout.
El Joshua dijo, griten,
shout.
Griten,
shout.
Griten.
And when they shouted,
y cuando gritaron,
the walls came down. See, when the devil can keep you quiet, he keeps you locked up. But when you get your shout back and you get your praise back, you begin to loosen things over your life. Jesus, I love you. I don't care what this one thinks. I don't care what that one thinks. I was quiet for too long, but now I'm going to praise the Lord. Is there anybody here that loves to praise the Lord? When I would pray loud. When I would talk to Jesus, I would talk loud. How many are grateful that God has given you your voice back? God has given you your shout back. We get our voice back. We get our shout back.
Agarras tus voz para atrás, tu grito para atrás.
Ezekiel kept speaking.
Sí, Ezequiel siguió hablando.
And he went from noise
y fue de ruido
to rattling.
A melodía.
Now you get your movement back.
Y agarras tu movimiento para atrás.
When they started singing the special.
Cuando empezaron a cantar el especial.
My man with the gown on right there.
Aquel muchacho con
he
la persona
came to the
que
front.
Tenía
he was like, hey,
gorro empezó a bailar.
He started getting his dance back. I bet you he may not have danced like that in the world. But he started David dancing like David did. Come on, somebody. But thank God he kept his clothes on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When God gets a hold of your life, you get your shout back. You get your dance back. You get your freedom back. He, the Son, is free. It's free indeed. You don't have to be insecure no more. You don't have to be complex no more. You don't have to be afraid of what this one thinks, that one thinks. You begin to praise the Lord and bless the Lord, and you begin to give your life to Jesus. Then the Bible says not only did they make noise, not only did they make movement.
Y la Biblia dice que no solamente tú agarras tu ruido, hubo mover.
Then they began to come together.
Pero también la Biblia dice que empezaron a unirse.
Bone to bone.
De carne a hueso.
In the world we didn't trust nobody.
En el mundo no confiamos en nadie.
You stay over there.
Tú te quedas allá.
You got it, you got anything?
Si tienes algo.
You don't got nothing?
No tienes nada.
You stay over there.
Pues quédate allá.
You got something?
Si tienes algo.
Oh, you my homeboy now. Come
porque
on, somebody.
Tú eres un amigo ahora, vente.
Don't hide it, divide it. Come on, somebody. But as far as our connection went,
pero cerca de la conexión,
as long as there was something to get high off of,
si habías algo para ponernos locos,
but as soon as the bag was gone,
pues poníamos juntos, pero después de que la
I can't trust
acababa,
you.
Tú ibas para allá.
I can't trust you.
No te puedo confiar a ti.
So I'm going back to the spot
y nos íbamos para atrás de
by myself.
Solito.
And sometimes we stay like that in the home. We get our shout back. We get our dance back. But we're still not connected. When you don't connect with your brother,
cuando tú no te conectas con tu hermano,
you don't connect with your sister,
cuando tú no te conectas con tu hermana,
you try to do this thing by yourself,
tú quieres, puedes hacer esto tú solo,
you're not going to last, my friend.
No vas a poder durar.
We are the body of Christ.
Somos un cuerpo de
and
Cristo,
we need one another.
Y nos necesitamos uno al otro.
And when we begin to open up, not with everybody,
no con todos,
be cool, you know what I'm saying? Just because they got the title Christian don't mean that they...
Tienen el título de cristianos,
but you begin to find those ones that you discerningly can begin to trust. Tú empiezas a mirar,
¿a quién puedes tú a confiar?
And you start being confessing to one another.
Y empiezas a confesar del uno al otro.
So that you could be healed.
Para que tú puedas ser sanado.
Some of you are still in bondage.
Uno de nosotros todavía seguimos.
Because you haven't gotten to a place of trust.
Porque tú no has llegado a un lugar que puedes confiar.
Where you can learn to confess.
Cuando tú empiezas
and
a,
confide.
A confiar.
And I'm struggling in this area. Pray for me. The devil's lying to me right now. Pray for me. And as soon as you open your mouth, you break the attack of the enemy. Your brother begins to pray for you. Your sister begins to pray for you. And the attack of the devil is lifted off of you. And you're not going to be a 3-month Christian. You're not going to be a 6-month Christian. You're going to be here for the next 20 years. Living your life for Jesus. Because not only has God given you your shout back, not only has God given you your movement back, but now you begin to connect bone to bone.
Hueso a hueso.
When there's no connection,
cuando no hay conexión,
this reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were 3 Jewish boys.
Sí, esas personas eran unas 3 personas judías.
And they were in Babylon.
Ellos estaban en Babilonia.
Nebuchadnezzar built a statue.
El Nebuchadnezzar levantó una estatua.
And he said, when the music plays,
y él dijo, cuando la música,
everybody needs to bow down.
Tienes que tú bajarte.
The music played.
Y la música empezó,
everybody bowed down
y todos se hincaron,
except Shadrach,
pero excepto de Shadrach,
Meshach,
and Abednego.
And the king called them over
y
to them.
Rey los llamó y les
I'm
preguntó,
just going fast for the sake of time. And he looked at those boys
dice que los miró a esos hombres,
and he says, is it true?
Y dice, es verdad.
When the music plays,
y cuando la música suena,
you don't bow down.
Ustedes no se hincan?
He says, listen, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Dice, les voy a dar una oportunidad
más. I'm going to play the music.
Voy a tocar la música.
You're going to bow down.
Tú te vas a quincar,
and if you don't,
y si tú no te hincas,
I'm throwing you in the fire.
Yo te voy a tirar al fuego.
Matter of fact, I'm going to turn it up.
Sí, vamos a subir más un poquito.
Trying to intimidate. Whenever you take a stand for God, the devil's going to try to intimidate you. And he looked at them. And they looked back at him. And they said, sorry, king. But we're letting you know right here, right now, that when that music plays,
que cuando la música suena,
we're not going to bow down.
No nos vamos a hincar.
And if you throw us in that
y si
fire,
tú nos tiras al fuego,
it's okay.
Está bien.
Because the God that we serve,
porque el Dios que sirvemos nosotros,
is able to save us.
Él nos puede salvar.
That's powerful. But
él
the
poderoso,
next statement was even more powerful.
That
was powerful.
Y el primero
stay with
era
me.
Poderoso.
But the next statement
pero el segundo
was even more powerful.
Era más poderoso.
There you go. Come on, somebody. We got it, brother. Hallelujah. He says, The God we serve is able to rescue
el Dios
us.
Que sirvemos nos puede rescatar.
But even if he doesn't.
Pero si él no lo hace.
So that tells me.
Eso me dice a mí.
They didn't know.
Que ellos no
sabían. If God was going to come through
que
or
si
not.
Dios lo iba a rescatar o no.
There's sometimes on the journey.
Si a veces estamos en esta jornada.
That you don't know.
Que tú no sabes.
You hope God's going to come
tú esperas
through.
Que Dios va a salir y te va
but
a rescatar.
You don't know if God's going to come
pero
through.
Pero uno de esos no sabe si te va a rescatar.
And they had the courage.
Y ellos tenían el coraje.
To look at this king.
De mirar a este rey.
Now my question is.
Mi pregunta es.
If Shadrach was by himself.
Si Shadrach estaba solo.
With no Meshach.
Si no tenía Meshach.
No Abednego.
Y si no tenía Abednego.
Just Shadrach.
Tomás él estaba solo.
And the king.
Y estaba el rey.
And the fiery furnace.
Estaba el fuego ahí.
Would Shadrach still have had the courage?
Quizás Shadrach, quizás él tenía el coraje.
Because he didn't know.
Porque él no sabía.
If God was going to come through. If Meshach would have been by himself,
si Meshach estaba solo,
would he have still had the confidence and the courage?
Quizás piensas que tuviera la confianza.
If Abednego would have been alone,
si Abednego estaba solo,
would he still been able to stand?
Quizás tenía el poder de pararse.
I believe because Shadrach had
yo
Meshach and Meshach had Abednego,
tenía Abednego,
and they stood together,
ellos estaban juntos,
and they looked at the king,
y miraron al rey,
and they said, "We're not sure
y
what's going to happen."
Yo no sé lo que va a pasar.
I know I'm by myself. I got my brother with me. I got my sister with me. And so even if you throw us in the fire, because we're together, we're going to dance in the fire. See, some of you can't dance in the fire because you got no brother with you. You got no sister with you. You're all alone. So every time the fire comes, you dip in. You but when you got your brother with you, when you got your sister with you, you learn how to dance in the fire. How many from this home are learning how to dance? No matter what happens, I'm never going back to the life I came from. No matter what the devil tries to do, I'm going to live my life for Jesus Christ because I got my brother with me and I got my sister with me. I am not alone. Victory Outreach, we are a family and we need one another if we're going to make it the long haul. I want you to believe it if you believe it. Musicians can make their way. You can stand to your feet. You can stand with me.
Puedes ponerte de pie.
I got a whole lot of left on this message, but I think I got my point across. You got to learn how to dance.
Tienes que aprender a bailar.
Even if you don't know how to dance.
Porque quizás no sabes bailar.
I seen one brother up here.
Yo miré a un hermano aquí.
And he didn't really know what he was doing.
Él no sabía lo que estaba haciendo.
But he was here. But he was,
pero más estaba moviendo. You know,
he was moving. I was like, yeah, estaba get it, brother. Come on, somebody.
Sí, está bien.
And some just
pero,
dancing in your spirit.
Unos estaban bailando en su espíritu.
Don't fold.
You know, no engañes a nadie.
Under the pressure of the enemy.
No te dobles de la presión del enemigo.
Because until we get to heaven,
porque cuando lleguemos al cielo,
any one of us in Christ Jesus,
vamos a pasar por crisis.
We shall suffer persecution.
Vamos a pasar persecución.
There will be battles.
Va a haber peleas.
And my question is,
pero mi pregunta
can
es,
you handle the battle?
¿Puedes tú aguantar en la batalla?
God's giving you your shout back.
Si Dios te ha dado tu grito para atrás.
God's giving you your movement
Dios te
back.
Ha dado tu mover para atrás.
God's giving you an opportunity.
Dios te ha dado una oportunidad
to connect with your brother.
De conectar con tu hermano.
To connect with your director.
De conectar con tu director.
To connect with your pastor.
De conectar con tu pastor.
To connect with your pastor's wife. To build a brotherhood. To build a sisterhood.
Para poder construir una
that no matter what the enemy tries to
no
do.
Importa lo que el enemigo traiga,
I'm not by myself.
No estoy solo.
I got a family with
tengo
me.
Una familia conmigo.
When they threw him in the fire.
Cuando me tiran al fuego,
they were dancing in the fire.
Estaban bailando en el fuego.
King looked down.
Ellos, Dios miró para abajo.
And he said, wasn't there only three that
el rey
we threw
miró
in the
para
fire?
Abajo y dijo, no solamente habían tres,
but I see a fourth one
pero
in the
miro
fire.
Una cuarta persona.
He looks at the of God. When you're with your brother and you're with your sister, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. Some of you are missing out on the fourth one in the fire.
Because
because you love God, but you don't love your neighbor. Jesus says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and love your neighbor as yourself. You can't live half truth. You got to live the full truth. Love Jesus with all your heart and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Connect with your brother. Connect with your sister. And then you will experience the fourth one in the fire. And the Bible says the king looked, pulled him out, and that whole city was won to God because of the stance of these three men. How many want to win their city for Jesus? You can't win your city with running Christians. You can't win your city with flaky men and flaky women. Victory Outreach doesn't raise up flaky men and flaky women. We raise up soldiers. We raise up loyal men and women that say, no matter what comes, I'm going to fight a good fight. I'm going to endure hardship like a good soldier until Jesus takes me home. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to fight a good faith. And I'm going to do what God has called me to do. How are they going to do what God's called them to do? Come on and clap a little bit if you're going to do what God called you to do. I know you may not feel it, but we don't walk by feelings. I know you may not see it, but we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And by faith, we're going to do what God called us to do. We're going to live for Jesus until Jesus takes us home. Got their shout back. Got their movement back. Got their connection back. And then the Bible says skin came on them. They even start looking good again. Oh, some of you look good tonight. You look better tonight. They should have put a before picture up there. They should have said, this was him before. You would have been like, and this is him after. Like, with a suit tie. Come on, somebody. You're looking good now. But the Bible says that even though there was a noise, even though there was rattling, even though the bones came together, even though they started looking good again, God starts with the end in mind.
Dios empezó con un final en su mente.
God starts
si Dios empieza
with the end
con
in
un
mind.
Final en su mente.
Don't stop halfway.
No pares cuando Dios está
don't
a mitad.
Stop with your shout back.
No pares nomás cuando tienes tu ruido
don't
para
stop
atrás.
With your dance back.
No pares cuando tienes tu baile para
don't
atrás.
Stop with your connection.
No pares cuando tienes tu conexión.
Don't stop.
No pares
with looking good again.
Cuando te miras tú bien.
The Bible says
la Biblia dice
that when breath came upon
cuando
them,
aire vino,
they stood up
que se pudieron de pie,
like a vast army.
Como una grande ejército.
That's the challenge.
Si ese es el reto.
Many love to look good again.
Es bueno mirarte bien.
But when it comes time to join in the army,
oh, pero es cuando estemos parte de ser parte del ejército.
They don't want to hear that one. When it comes time to taking your place
sí, cuando es parte de que tú tomes tu
in
lugar,
the army of the living God,
de ser la parte del ejército
start looking
de Dios,
good again.
Sí, tú piensas mirarte bien,
get a job and disappear.
Te agarras tu trabajo y te desapareces,
start looking good again.
Te empiezas a mirar bien otra vez.
Get a boo and disappear.
O
come on, somebody.
Una novia y te desapareces.
But I believe there's men and women in the room that you got your shout back. You got your movement back. You got your connection back. You're looking good again. But Jesus wants you to join the army of the living God. I'm going to the UTC. I'm going to the Third Wave campus. Because it's not good enough to just look good again. I want to do what Jesus called me to do. How many want to do what God called him to do? We got a world to reach. We got countries to take. We got missionaries that need to go out. Where are you, home? Where are you, Victory Home? Are we still not the people of Victory Outreach International? Is there still soldiers? Or are we just sober Christians? Are we soldiers for the King of God? If you're here and you say, that's me,
I thank God that he gave me my shout back.
I thank God that he gave me my movement back. I thank God that he's giving me my connection. I thank God that he's giving me back my dignity. You get your dignity back. You start feeling good about yourself. You feel good when you look in the mirror now. Before you didn't like what you seen. But now God has restored you. God has delivered you. But I believe tonight, in the name of Jesus, God is calling you to make a decision to say, I want to join the army of the living God. If you're on the balcony, I want you to come down. If you're in your seat, I want you to come forward. And you say, I'm grateful for how far God has brought me. I'm grateful for how far God has brought me. But I know he started this good work with the end in mind. He who began a good work will keep on working until he brings that work to completion. All of us, until we get to heaven, we're still under the process. God is still making us better. Don't stop saying yes. One time yes is not good enough. Sometimes we say yes to the first time. But can you say yes every time? Can you say yes every time? You say, God, you've done too much for me. My yes is still my yes. My yes is still my yes. And everything that you have for me, I want to do what you called me to do. Hallelujah. You know that song? I will be what you called me to be. I say yes. Lord, I agree. My desire. You don't know it?
No.
Sister, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever God put in your heart, lift up your hands all over this place. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. If you still want to come, come. Don't let your yes become a yesterday yes. Don't become a yesterday yes. Get a fresh yes for 2023. I got a new yes in my spirit. I got a new yes, God. Whatever you want from me. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your worship. God's giving you your voice back. God's giving you your shout back. I want you to open up your mouth. And I want you to worship Jesus.